Hi, Father. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a privilege. What can I do for you?
I so enjoy listening to you. It's like my little Bible study for the day.
Okay. Well, that's what we're trying to do here. But what can I do for you?
Well, you do a good job. Okay, Matthew 10:22. It says you will be hated by everyone because of me. Well,
yep.
I've never thought I would. I mean, it's compared to other countries where they actually kill Christians. That hasn't happened to us quite yet. But I never thought
yet.
In my life I would see. If you mention Jesus, they want to kill you. They want to attack you.
It's very strange.
The media does, but then it says, but those who stand firm to the end will be saved. Does that mean like we just don't give in and say, well, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to follow Jesus. I'm assuming that's what that meant.
Well, it's those who remain to the end will be saved. The word is hypomenos, which means it means to endure, to stand my ground. That's what it means. It literally means stay behind. When everybody else is leaving, you stay, you know, and that's what it means. We remain with the Lord. I think there comes a time in the life of every Christian when the Lord says, what if there's nothing in this for you? Nothing? Not even heaven when I die? Not even heaven. Will you still love me? And I say, yeah, Lord, I love you. I mean, you're everything to me. Well, grant that I may love you always, as the old prayer said, and then do with me what you will. That's what Peter said when Jesus said to the disciples, will you also leave? They thought they were going to have palaces on the main street in Jerusalem. They realized they weren't getting any palaces. They were in trouble. And Jesus says, will you also leave? And Peter says, where would we go? You have the words of everlasting life. And that's what it means. It means to remain steadfast, to not leave when everyone else is going. Does that help?
Never give up. I just have another one. Where it says these things are going to happen. You know, like I don't know if we're in the end yet or not. Some people think we are. Whatever. That being said, you know, we're supposed to rejoice that these things are happening because that means.
Yeah.
He's going to come back and get us. So that's hard because you see what the world is turning into right now.
Yes.
We have to rejoice, though, that's a hard one.
I look at the headlines in the morning, and let me tell you, it takes some work to rejoice. But, you know, we've read the end of the book. We win. So, rejoice. And, you know, our joy, you gotta keep focused that you're in this because of Jesus. You know, people say, well, Mass isn't what it used to be with all of this disinfectant, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. Well, I don't like any of it either, but I'm in it for Jesus. And
Amen.
If you're in it for the Lord, then that's a source of joy, that you can rejoice when the world is unhappy. So there you go. Some thoughts.
Thanks
for calling in, Pam. God bless you.